Oh, great. Another human has decided to summon me. How lucky am I? I guess there's no rest for the wicked after all. That's screaming. You will need to stop doing that right now. There's no need for that. What do you mean, what am I, and who am I? You're the one who summoned me. Am I a ghost? What did it say in that book of yours? So you're telling me you summoned me, and you have no idea what I am? Surely you know what I'm capable of, do you not? Good. Then don't waste my time. You do not need my name, and we do not need to get familiar. You have summoned me for a single purpose, have you not? Good. Then, I'll give you the short of it. I am what you summon when you need to take out revenge, to put it lightly. All sorts of revenge. Do you have an enemy in particular that you are tired of seeing every single day? I will be there to clean up the mess. I'll be the one to make the mess to begin with. Is your boss not giving you that promotion you desire? Do you really wish to take his place? Well, that position will be open suddenly, and your boss will have taken a long trip elsewhere. I am not a ghost. I am not a ghoul. I don't know exactly what I am, but I am a being that can do things for you. Why do you look so afraid? If you didn't want me, or my abilities, you wouldn't have summoned me to begin with. Do not tell me that you've wasted my time with this summon. Creatures such as myself do not take too kindly to being summoned without purpose. I highly suggest you find a purpose. Because if I find out for a second that you did this as a joke, because you didn't believe it would work, or anything of that sort, I will show you just how powerful I am. And I don't think you can handle that. Can you, mere mortal? Ah, good choice. Looks like humans are still smart after all these years. How lucky am I? Not smart enough, apparently. You ask now if there's a catch? Foolish human. You really shouldn't have summoned me. Tell me, when has there never not been a catch? Exactly. Of course it's the catch. The catch being, I will complete your revenge plot, and in return, you give me a tiny piece of your lifespan. Or, if you can't handle that, if you simply can't fathom the thought, I will serve you until you've properly seek justice upon all your enemies. Yes, my form of justice. You don't like somebody? Have they wronged you? I will get rid of them, one way or another. Once I've completed my job helping you, I'll take your soul, and that'll be that. So, since you summoned me, you can't back out now. You have to choose. Yes, you must choose right now. I don't have all day. And besides, once I'm done with you, someone else is gonna summon me. Oh, would you look at that. Someone seems a little nervous. Let this be a lesson. Don't play around with things you cannot comprehend. And let me be honest, all you're doing truly is wasting your time. I will be around for a very, very long time. If you play your cards right in this world, you may turn out to be exactly like me. So, what do you choose? A or B? See me once, never see me again, as I rob you of a little bit of your lifespan. Or you will have a lifetime of revenge, as long as I can take your soul after. What do you choose? Ah, yes. So many people pick the lifetime. And lucky for you, I like to take things slowly. I like to play with my prey. Oh, yes. Spook, stalk, possess, frighten. I like to have fun. Would you like to learn about my previous jobs? I was last employed under this attractive goth girl. Her name was Onyx. Black and purple hair. Always wearing makeup. She seemed like a sweet, innocent thing. And yet, it seemed that no matter where she went, she would always attract bullies. She was always being tormented, you see. And she thought she had ran out of options. But then she found the book that you're holding now. I wonder how you even got it. Anyway, she summoned me knowing full well what she was getting herself into. And I took out her enemies one by one by one. The unfortunate events that have happened to her throughout her life made my summoning entirely justified. I wonder if you can prove yourself to be the same way. You do realize your enemies are in great, great danger. Right. Oh, now that is a very smart question. Will anything that I do track back down to you? Well, the short answer is no, it will not. But everything has a catch now, doesn't it? I can't wander off on my lonesome. Not while I'm summoned by somebody. So, the only way I can take out your enemies is if you get near them. Why, yes. Think of it as I, for now, have a chain, as invisible as it is, connected to you. You have me on a leash. Or do I have you on a leash? Regardless, this is how we have to do things. The only way I can do my job is for you to go outside and seek out your enemies. Ha! You say no. But if you don't go outside and give me the ability to do my job, I guess I'll be haunting you for the rest of your life. After a while, I don't think you want that. Worry not, though. I think you'll enjoy the show. If you watched any spooky movie having to do with the supernatural, you will see how much fun we're gonna have. Oh, yes. Time to cook up despair. My favorite. Hello, and thank you to Blossomy Viper, Toasted Ham, Connor, Sir Dapper Dumb, The Swaggy Llama, Not Seal, Brandon, Amicable Duck, Kevin, and Crimson Thief for joining my Patreon. Thank you for your wonderful support, and I hope you've enjoyed this audio. Many apologies if you can hear that llama in the background. What can you do, am I right? People have to live. The inspiration behind this audio is I was talking to some people in the Discord server. We were talking about our embarrassing crushes and, you know, not so embarrassing crushes and finding ways to justify why we had a crush. And I had been reminded that Black Butler exists, and I had a crush on Sebastian for a long while, along with The Undertaker. I love The Undertaker. I was thinking, oh, wait a minute. An audio where I am this creature, call me a demon, call me a ghost, whatever you want to do, where I'm just offering my services to the listener in exchange for a little bit of their lifespan, a little bit of them or their entire soul. But I wanted to have a little extra, like, handicap where I can't go out and just attack people for you. No. You have to be around them. You have to kind of be a witness. I'm a dog on a leash. You need to take me around. But anyway, so yeah, that's the story behind that. Sugar Paws, we are 200 people away from having 6K on YouTube. Hype, hype, hype. Let's go. I hope you guys enjoyed the 5K special audio that is coming out very soon. I think it's before this audio. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. Can't wait to get to 6K. Can't wait to get to 10K. Can't wait to go above and beyond. It's going to be fantastic. I am enjoying the journey with you all. I love your faces. I love you all so much. I hope you all have a good day or night, and I'll talk to you guys next time, all right? Bye-bye.